Ah, music is such a wonderful energy and language. It takes the spoken word and lifts it up into spiritual energy. And I know Simon always says that when you sing a prayer, it's like you're praying twice. That wonderful. So I'd sing the talk, but I don't think you'd really enjoy that. So I'm singing it from my heart, but I will speak the words, and I think you'll have fun with this one. David did a wonderful introduction to the Tao of Pu by Benjamin Hoff, and to the whole idea of the Tao Te Ching and the tradition of the Tao, which is something that I've loved ever since I was a child. I remember hearing someone on TV talking about the Tao and being in the flow and presence of life. And I was like, oh, I like that. That was one of those things that resonated as true for me. And so it's been a part of my spiritual life since I was a kid, even. And Lao Tzu was in the 6th century BC. I had to look it up. 6th century BC. And the Tao Te Ching is actually the third most translated book in the world. The Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Tao Te Ching. And the title of it, the Tao is the way, Te is virtue, and Ching is ancient text. So it's the ancient text of finding the way of living a life aligned with spirit and the divine presence, which is another word for virtue. We've got someone here in town, Bill Porter, who's known as Red Pine, that's done one of the most famous translations that many people use. And the main thing about the Tao, like David shared, is it's trusting the flow of life, and that when we resist it is when we have problems, when we have challenges, when we get stressed, and when we get into fear. And so, if you can, in Al-Anon, they said, accept life on life's terms. And don't be so resistant to what's happening. Realize that everything is part of your soul journey for your unfolding. He believed that there was a harmony between heaven and earth, which is what we've been speaking of in our series the last several years. This year, it's embodied spirituality, that our physical presence is divine, even as our soul and our spirit are divine. He saw the world not as a set of traps, but rather as a teacher of valuable lessons. Very different way of looking at life. And he said it's always there and it can be found by anyone, anywhere. It reminds me of the scripture that seek and you will find, ask and it will be given, knock and the door will be opened. And the second part of that, same scripture that's frequently left out, is that that will happen for everyone who seeks, who asks, who knocks, the way will be made open. It's not if you meet certain categories or you can check off the list of the good things you did in the last week. It simply is. And it's what Jesus talks about when he talks about the power of grace and of love. Unconditional love and grace is the message of the master teacher Jesus. He said, I didn't come to abolish the law of cause and effect. I came to uplift it so you have a higher understanding of it. The Tao is the same. The Tao is between heaven and earth. It is heaven's gate. Isn't that a wonderful quote? The Tao is between heaven and earth. It's heaven's gate that lets us realize we are one with that divine presence no matter what. And the question is, how do we handle the path? How do we move through it? And the Tao and Pu go together beautifully. In fact, Pooh, P-O-O-H, is the teddy bear that we all love and who loves honey, the sweetness of life. He always trusts that he will find honey when he needs it, and he does. It's the sweetness of being present in life. And the beautiful story that David told, what are you doing? It's a beautiful day. I'm talking to the animals, and they're saying it's a beautiful day. Well, isn't that repetitively redundant? No, it's an affirmation of shared experience of the sweetness of life. And one of the symbols in Taoism is Poo, which is P with a little hook and U. And Poo, P-U, is the uncarved block. It's the potential of life that you get to make your own with your choices, your actions, your thoughts, your prayers, with inspiration and possibilities. And so it's for us to take that uncarved block and define the divine within it. Michelangelo, when asked, how do you carve these beautiful sculptures out of a block of marble? He said, I simply cut away that which doesn't belong. How's that for being in the flow, in the Tao? I just moved out of the way the pieces that didn't belong. We get to do that as well with our lives. Our lives are like a piece of marble. They're a block of wood that as we live it, it is carved and takes form as our unique expression of the divine. And there's something I think most of us find about wood. This podium was one that we got our very first service in this building. Chuck and Tika Sanchez were out at the fort, and they knew the guy with the woodworking studio and classroom there, and he had made this, and they borrowed it for us to use our very first service here. And the wood, there is something about wood, isn't it? You can just smoothed wood, you just want to pet it. And this felt so much like us with the wings that someone, an anonymous gift that is still appreciated by all of us every single Sunday, donated resources so we could buy it. And the artist who made it reduced the price so we could do it. This is an example of the Poo, the carved block in this form, and it's a sign of the Pooh Bear. This is part of the sweetness of what we get to share every Sunday. Oh, so the story in the Tao of Pooh is basically looking at different aspects of our personality, different ways we respond and react to things, and what works and what doesn't work. Well, the Pooh Bear, of course, is the one that trusts the flow, goes with life the way it is, always seeks whatever is unfolding in front of him. He's not worried about what's going on the other side of the wood, and he always trusts that the honey will be there. And so it's a way of encountering life with a trust and a grace and a sense of the prosperity that abides at every level of being. We talked about the soul of money week before last, and revisioning money as an energetic piece of what we can contribute and receive from the world. Of itself, it's a piece of paper, but it's the meaning that we give it. And so to recognize that you are prosperous, the soul of money is that piece of paper is but one expression of prosperity and blessings. There are infinite forms that it can take. We just tend to focus on one. Edwin Gaines wrote a wonderful book called The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, Thriving in Unity. And that was one that we actually did together a number of years back. We've covered a lot of material together in 20 years. This was one of the books, and she says there are four aspects of true prosperity. And I want to weave these through the characters in the story of Pooh. Number one, you're vitally alive in a physical body that provides a comfortable home for your soul. I think each one of us not only chooses the point of entry, but the family energy, maybe not the specific people, but the energy that we want to come into, the physical form that we want to take, so that we can do, as the Tao says, learn the valuable lessons, do what is ours to do. And so honoring the physical form and celebrating that as a gift from God is the beginning. It's your sacred temple. Sometimes our physical temples work better than others. We all know that, but they are our blessed temple for our soul to abide in, to do this soul journey. Number two, true prosperity is relationships that are nurturing and honest and true. Deep connections. That's one of the things that we begin with our saying, authentic, transformative, spiritual community. We start with authentic, but spiritual and transformative, where we're doing it together. That is one of the most prosperous things you can have in your life. Another point of true prosperity is work that we love so much it becomes like play. It's taking our energy and deciding what we're going to do with it. And we tend to put that word work in too narrow a box. It's not your career. It's what do you do with your energies? A lot of people, once they retire, discover wonderful new channels through which they can be present and offer their gifts to the world that is more like play than anything they ever did in their lives. So it's recognizing that using your life force and energy more consciously is embracing another level of God's blessings. And the fourth is having the money and the financial resources that you need to do that which is yours to do, and to trust that that will be there. And so how does that fit with the Tao of Pooh? I actually had a lot of fun playing with this. I played with this a few years ago and then got it out this week and played with it some more. And I actually had two of the quotes that David had. And as I was finishing it up early this morning, it was like, you don't need those. And I went, okay, and I took them out. So thank you, David. The flow, the Tao, as we co-create together, it's there. So first of all, she has four spiritual principles and laws to move forward with to really embrace the whole concept of a prosperous life. And for each, there's going to be someone in the enchanted woods, the 40-acre woods, who represents the soul lesson of learning how to do this. The first one is tithing and giving. We've talked about the importance of flow. When things flow in, if you don't let them flow out, there's no room for more flow in. The Dead Sea is dead because it flows in, but it's blocked at the far end, and the water and the flow has no place to go. and so nothing can live in it. It's a beautiful example of the Tao, the importance of flow. So Edwin Gaines stresses the importance of tithing. She says you must tithe 10% of all that you receive to the person, place, or institution where you have received your spiritual food. And this isn't a have to, this is an get to. This is recognizing that in your physical life, you really want to put God first in new ways, and you want to deepen your trust. It's a spiritual practice that blesses the recipient, but it blesses you even more as you step into a place of deeper trust. And the one that I've always loved in the story that represents the challenge that sometimes come with, I have to put God first, is Eeyore, the donkey. Little Eeyore. Eeyore worries and frets. He complains. There's never enough. He's gentle. He's kind. We all love Eeyore. But oh my, is his favorite saying. Oh my, there's not going to be enough. Oh my, what are we going to do? It's a beautiful day, Pooh, but it might rain. Oh my, where's my umbrella? And it's not even raining yet. So Eeyore represents that part of us that frets and worries and questions and doubts and is loving and present, but needs to be called out of that gentleness into a little bit of action that's based on trust. There is a saying from Malachi 3:10, prove me now. And it's when you take a leap of faith, sharing your resources in whatever way it is. It can be time, talent, trust. It can be tithing financially. There are many ways to share your gifts as you give to the world. But the Malachi phrase is, prove me now. It's, I'm going to take this leap of faith and prove me now. Show me that it works. I've done that years over and over in my life, and it is amazing how it works. And the spiritual practice that Edwin Gaines recommends for the Eeyore part of us that worries and frets, it's a lot like the scripture about the lilies and the ravens and the don't worry. Has worry added a day to your life? No. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else will be given. So start by acknowledging every day the presence of the divine. Begin your day acknowledging that the divine is a source of good. And she says, if you really want to really grok this, do a 21-day short affirmation that you write to remind yourself to trust this presence. And you do it 3 times a day for 21 days. And you can write it, you can speak it, and just as you do it, let it absorb at every level of being. So you can do a 21-day affirmation and begin and end each day in gratitude to the divine. The second thing that she says to live a prosperous life, you must set clear-cut and tangible goals. This is about moving through your life with intention, recognizing where you are on your soul journey and what is the next piece you want to experience or grow through. This is where you do what Mary Manon Morrissey calls planting the seeds. And you plant seeds, and then you have to nurture them as they grow. You have to be sure they're watered, but you keep the intention. When you're doing a garden, you plant the seeds, and then you don't just go away. You come back and you tend it. You clear the weeds. You water. You care. If it's too much sun, you protect it. In Texas, we had to do that a lot. And so it is creating a vessel in your life of choice. It's imagining now as if what you are intending is already true. That's one of the basic metaphysical law of mind action principles. Act as if it is already true. So Piglet is the one that represents if you're having trouble setting goals and moving with intention. Little Piglet, he can be really helpful, but he very easily falls into fear. Little Piglet, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Piglet, that's just rain. It's okay. Piglet is always running around and going, help, help. Things happen. Not me. Not me. I didn't do it. What? That's going to happen. No, no, help. He's always running around in fear. And he's adorable, and we all love Piglet. And Piglet can be also so kind and wonderful, but the place of his soul growth is figuring out how to deal with fear and to overcome that. And so daily time of reconnecting and remembering, writing down your goal somewhere where you can look at it. We do it together at the beginning of every year here. We release and we embrace what we want to do for the coming year. So it's make a list and see, just touch base. You don't have to do it every day. You can if you want to, but I'm going to invite you once a week. Sunday is a good day to do it. Look back at your prior week and what kind of energy and intention did you put toward the goal that you'd set? Honestly, some weeks I looked back and went, uh-oh, I didn't work on my soul intention at all the way I thought I would this last week. Then what sometimes comes up is I did it, but in a way that I didn't realize. It lets you realize how your soul is creating even when you're not consciously doing it. And then with the next week, I can go, ah, this week I'm going to do this. And they say the secret to getting to heaven is not journeying and figuring out how you're going to get there 10 days from now. It's simply taking the next small step in that direction. So Piglet says, don't be afraid. Don't run around in circles. Take a breath and take a step in your direction. The third thing that Edwin Gaines says that's crucial is you must forgive everyone all the time, especially yourself. That's a tricky one. Forgiveness is one of the great spiritual tools that we all have. And the spiritual and theological powers that be at the time of Jesus were just horrified that he told people that they could forgive. No, no, they have to come through us. The organized church frequently, you have to come seek forgiveness through us. And the teachings that he had and that the Tao has and that Edwin Gaines shares is the power of forgiveness to transform everything. It's like being born anew. It's like it is a way to say, okay, that happened, but it was part of that flow for the lesson I needed to learn. And then you can let it go. In a way that up until that point, I don't know about you all, but I can't let things go until I process and really get them. And so choosing worthiness for yourself and others is absolutely critical. And the solution comes for rabbit and owl. We get two of them on this one. Rabbit always has good ideas, but he wants to take credit for being the cleverest one of all. Owl likes to pontificate and seem to be very wise and above it all. but they're both judging all the time. I'm cleverer than you. I'm wiser than you. It's judgment. It's comparison. And they're both wonderful presences, but that's their growth edge, is to learn to not judge, to be willing to forgive themselves and others. And so with this comes a process. It's a 21-day challenge to do no anger, gossip, criticism, or complaining. We did this a few years, maybe 15 years ago, and it was a program, and you put a rubber band on your wrist, and you'd pop it if you criticized or just, you didn't hurt yourself, but just as a reminder. And then if the other way you could do it is you wore it, and then if you found yourself criticizing somebody, you had to put it to the other wrist and start the 21 days all over again. At the beginning, you're switching wrists a whole lot. You realize how much time you spend criticizing, complaining, in anger, in gossip. And so release that and do a daily release at the end of each day and just trust that everybody did the best they could with what they knew at that moment and let it be complete for the day. And then go to sleep. I promise you'll sleep better. The final one that she says is you must seek, discover, and follow your own divine purpose. This is your own significant contribution to life. It's who you are and what you've been sent to be. And the one who has trouble staying focused on that is one of my favorites. Guess who it is? Tigger. Tigger bounces and bounces and never, it just is everywhere and not really focusing on anything. The wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tiggers are made out of springs. The bottoms are made out of springs and the tops are made out of something else. But he bounces and bounces and bounces all the time. And everybody loves Tigger. He brings joy. He brings enthusiasm. Just like Al can bring wisdom, Rabbit can bring clever ideas, Eeyore can bring gentleness, and Piglet can bring a presence of saying, let's do it. Tigger, when he bounces everywhere, he forgets that still small voice within that is always and ever there for us to go through life with, to connect with that soul calling you had at the beginning of your life and that you were living every day as you carve your own poo, your own uncarved stone. The action she recommends for this is daily self-care, solitude, laughter, calmness, being still, being grateful, and living life with purpose, prayerfully, persistently, and patiently. Allowing your soul to do the dance of its journey. And I'll end with a wonderful quote that comes from the Tao of Poo. If we are smart, we will choose the way of Poo. As if from far away, it calls us with the voice of a child's mind. It may be hard to hear at times, but it is important just the same because without it, we will never find our way through the forest.